This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The global hunt for who supplied Hezbollah with the thousands of pagers that exploded in Lebanon this week continued Thursday. Security sources say that Israel was responsible for the explosions that killed 12 people and injured thousands. It is not clear how and when the pagers were weaponized so they could be remotely detonated. Same question remains for the hundreds of handheld radios used by Hezbollah that exploded Wednesday in a second wave of attacks. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged restraint from France, where he was meeting with the French Foreign Ministry.
France and the United States are united in calling for restraint and urging de-escalation when it comes to the Middle East in general and when it comes to Lebanon in particular. We continue to work to get a ceasefire for Gaza over the finish line.
How and when and with whose help the pager attack was carried out was not yet known, although so far there were possible leads in Taiwan, Hungary, and Bulgaria. From Iranian hacking to Russian influence campaigns, the 2024 presidential campaign is now encountering a spate of efforts by foreign adversaries to weaken faith in the outcome and potential alter the results. The Biden administration has moved aggressively in recent weeks to call out the operations in hopes of alerting Americans to remain vigilant to wide-ranging, often hidden foreign efforts to influence their positions on hot-button positions, as well as the candidates. The latest development has come Wednesday when U.S. officials disclosed Iran's unsuccessful attempt to shop information stolen from the Trump campaign to his political adversary. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on floods in Central Europe.
A massive flood wave moving across Central Europe is threatening new areas and raising concerns among residents and officials. Heavy rains have also caused flooding and the evacuation of some 1,000 residents in northern Italy's region of Emilia-Romagna. The death toll is rising in Central Europe as receding waters reveal the extent of the destruction. The overall death toll in the affected countries, which include Czech Republic, Poland and Romania, as well as Austria, has reached at least 24, as European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen expects to visit the region. I'm Karen Chamas.
The coming winter will prove the sternest test yet for Ukraine's energy grid since the beginning of Russia's invasion, according to the International Energy Agency's executive director, Fadi Birol.
Only a few weeks ago, there was a major attack from Russia, damaging big chunk of the energy infrastructure in Ukraine. So this situation is very delicate now, especially winter is coming. And even before this attack, because of previous attacks on the Ukrainian infrastructure, two-thirds of the power generation capacity of Ukraine was lost.
Artillery shells sold by Indian arms makers have been diverted by European customers to Ukraine, and New Delhi has not intervened to stop the trade despite protests from Moscow. According to 11 Indian and European government and defense industry officials, as well as a Reuters analysis of commercially available customs data. Venezuela's former opposition candidate says he was coerced into signing a letter effectively recognizing his defeat in July's presidential election. Electoral authorities claim that President Nicolas Maduro won that vote. Wednesday's revelation of the letter is a later strain to the country's political crisis, which is exacerbated by the disputed election results and Edmundo Gonzalez's recent departure for exile in Spain. Gonzalez and the Unitary Platform coalition he represented claimed they defeated Maduro by a wide margin. The document states it was meant to be confidential, but Jorge Rodriguez, head of the National Assembly, presented it during a nationally televised press conference hours after a local news outlet published parts of it. Colombia has suspended peace talks with the National Liberation Army, or ELN, after banning the rebel group for an attack that killed two soldiers and injured more than 20. Government's peace delegation announced the suspension of the dialogue process in a statement Wednesday. It is the deepest crisis of the peace negotiations with the ELN since November of 2022, and after the president, Gustavo Petro, took power as the first leftist president, launching talks with that and other armed groups under a policy known as total peace. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.